SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. British newspaper Daily Express's U.S. edition online is reporting CIA officials warning Iran's planning on attacking Israel within hours in retaliation for what they said was an attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus by Israel that killed two military commanders. Meanwhile, a news outlet reports U.S. officials fear an Israeli attack on Iran could broaden the conflict in the area. As a preemptive measure, Israel is scrambling navigational signals over Tel Aviv to thwart any possible drone attacks. Also at SRNnews.com, one person dead, two others hospitalized when a section of crane fell from a building in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
A construction crew was in the process of stepping the crane during the construction of a high-rise building when a section being prepared to increase the crane's height came loose. One construction worker fell with the crane section, causing fatal injuries. The crane section landed on a nearby bridge, damaging at least two vehicles. A man and a woman who had been on the ground were taken to a nearby hospital. The bridge and the river that runs underneath it are closed indefinitely. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer expecting to quickly dismiss impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas when they're delivered by the House next week.
One Senate GOP aide says Schumer is expected to schedule a vote on a motion to dismiss or a motion to table the charges shortly after they're delivered. Schumer is facing little pressure to hold a full trial, with even many Republicans saying it might amount to an unwanted distraction this election year. Further, some say blame for any failures at the southern border belongs to President Biden, not Mayorkas, for implementing White House policy. Bob Agnew reporting.
Salvage crews continue to work on the wreckage from last week's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin going all in on transgenderism.
Democrat Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have barred males from competing against females in school sports. Though the measure passed comfortably in both House and Senate, in the legislature there aren't enough votes for an override. The American Principles Project is decrying the decision, saying, quote, Governor Evers' veto of protections for girl athletes is an especially cowardly surrender to ideologues who deny biological reality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is daring police to arrest her under Scotland's new hate crimes law. Rowling, who's a vocal critic of transgenderism, one of many people blasting the new law, which makes it illegal to, quote, stir up hatred on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender identity. Rowling says freedom of speech and belief are at an end in Scotland. This is SRN News. The maker of an ALS drug will pull the medicine from the U.S. market.
Amylyx Pharmaceuticals will halt marketing in the U.S. and Canada. In March, the drug maker announced that its drug had failed to show any benefit for patients in a 600-person study. The drug's failure is a major disappointment for ALS patients and advocates who pressed the FDA to approve it. Amylyx's voluntary withdrawal resolves a potential dilemma for the FDA, which had no way of quickly forcing the drug from the U.S. market. John Scott reporting.
The Northeast being hammered by an early spring nor'easter that brought heavy snow, rain, and high winds Thursday. Some northern areas expecting up to 2 feet of the white stuff. Tow trucks, plows, busy. Meanwhile, over 600,000 customers are without power from West Virginia to Maine as crews work feverishly to restore service. More details at SRNnews.com.